We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Avu b'no sh'ra'u et ha'chodesh. If a father and his son saw the new moon, and get used to this, that the chodesh can mean the moon, not only the month. Yelchu, they should both go to the courts to testify. Lo sh'mitztarfin zeim zeh. Not that they could both unite and form one testimony, because they're relatives, they cannot testify. Lo shemitztarfin zeim zeh, ela she'im yipasel echad mehen. But if one of them gets disqualified, they, in the interview with the courts, could be that he'll make a mistake, and he'll end up disqualifying in the cross examination. So he'll disqualify his own testimony. So then yitztaref hasheni imacher. Then the other one can still combine. He's still a kosher witness. Just because his father botched up the testimony doesn't mean the son can't testify. Rabbi Shimon Omer, who's Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the disciple of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon says, Avuvno v'chol hakovin k'sherim le'edut ha'chodesh. A father and his son and all relatives are kosher for testifying on the new moon, and we'll see, he proves it from a pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yossi, who is Stam Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who compiled the Seder Olam Rabbah, also a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yossi, remember, they were having a conversation, how do we view the Romans? So Rabbi Yehuda, which Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi, he said they're positive. So he was honored to be the first to speak whenever the rabbis convene. Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he said they're a bunch of bums, they're scoundrels, they're harmful. So he had to go in hiding. And Rabbi Yossi was silent, so he was banished out to Tzipori, where his father lived. So these three are disciples of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maase, I don't know what that word means. Betuvya harofe, shera'a et ha'chodesh, hu uvno v'avdo meshuchar. Tuvya the doctor saw the new moon in Jerusalem. He saw it, his son saw it, and his servant, who was a freed servant, meaning he was an Eved Kenani that was freed, and now he became a ger. So those three saw the new moon. And so they're ascending to the high court in the temple, and en route, they bump into the court of Kohanim. They had a court of Kohanim, Beit Tamid HaChachamim, who would check out Yichos. They had that in the base of Megdash. So, v'kiblo ha'kohanim oto v'pno paslu ot avdo. So the court of Kohanim said, okay, you and your son, you guys can go testify, but your servant can't. That freed servant, his Yichos isn't good. He's Eved that was freed. We can't accept his testimony. Uchshebao lifnei bet din. But when they came before the courts, kiblu oto v'et avdo, they said, Tovya, you can testify. Your Eved, your servant who is freed, so what? Yichus doesn't affect us. He's a kosher Jew. He can testify. No, but we won't accept the son. So that's a proof against Rabbi Shimon. And we have a rule in Shas that Maiseh Rav, whenever you quote a story, that has a great weight in halacha. If you just quote, this is my opinion, this is my tradition, okay, you have a tradition this way, I have a tradition that way. But if you quote a story, so that means that someone actually ruled that way, that has great weight, and sometimes that weight even overrules the opinion of the masses, the chachamim.
So,
deciding
that would be an intricate process. It's not so simple to figure out if the story overrules the opinions.
The Gemara often tells us, and if not, you see in the Rishonim.
Okay, and why do you say you don't know what the word masseh means?
I don't know what the word masseh means. That's why I say I don't know what it means.
It introduces a story.
Ah, that I know.
Okay.
What I don't know is why I need that introduction.
Why do you need to say masseh?
Right. And I assume that it has a specific meaning. Does it mean it is a masseh rav? Does it mean it is a masseh that was validated? Does it mean... But what does it mean when it says masseh? Why doesn't it just say, Tuvia rofe v'avdo? Why do you need that introduction? It must mean something. There's a reason. It's not just, let me tell you a story. Remember that they're cherishing every word in the Mishnah. We're minimizing as much as we can to keep the oral laws condensed as possible. When they use the word maaseh, it must have some weight, either halachic or perushic, but it's got to have some halachic weight. And I don't know what that weight is. I haven't yet seen a Rishon define it for me. I'm sure it's defined somewhere. One day I'll know. Right now I don't yet know. And if you find it first, tell me. Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, my time and Rabbi Shimon. What does the word my time mean? So there's a few meanings. The classical meaning is, what's the source? What is the root of Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Where does he get it from? Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, when it comes to the new moon, say the laws of the new moon were given as the first mitzvah given in Parshas Bo. Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem en Moshe, ve'el Aaron, be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem. So from that Pasuk we derive the laws of a new moon. And what do we derive from it? Ha'chodesh hazeh lachem, Edut zo tehei kshera bachem. When it says achodesh hazeh lachem, it means for you, meaning like you. If you too, Moshe and Aaron, were to come and testify, that would be kosher. That's why it says achodesh hazeh lachem, to teach me that it's kosher with you too. Meaning, even though ordinarily we don't accept brothers as witnesses, you, Moshe and Aaron, could testify when it comes to the new moon, and that is the basis for the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that relatives are kosher for this testimony.
This lachem could not be used for the whole nation.
It's a good question, Rabbanan. And what do the rabbis do with that word lachem? Edut zo tehei misura lachem. They say it's coming to teach me that you are given the responsibility of this testimony. You, the top court, you, the top talmidei chachamim. You're given the responsibility of accepting this testimony. Okay.
Meaning they would say when
we'll see. The Gemara will really expand on this achodesh hazeh lachem, how the courts have to be composed, and how what we derive from this lachem. For now, we'll leave it more amorphous. This testimony is given over to like you. What does that mean? So let's wait. The Gemara will explain it. The Gemara soon. In the next parak, the Gemara will expand on it.